Gracias.
Thank you. Well, from the questions that came up, maybe one particular question was the one on the act that covers public institutions. This is quite a complex effort. The way we did it in El Salvador was to have an act on administrative procedures on the basis of a particular year that's in force, and then on a rolling year, not changing everything all at once. So it means that the first year, we included the executive and the central government. Then we looked at the autonomous institutions that this law would apply to, and then municipal institutions. And all of these procedures have to come under this law. There's between 5 and 10 days for public administration. But it also means that the administrator or the user has a certain amount of time to reflect and provide a response. And so it means that we've injected a degree of agility into the process for us to help moving forward. Perhaps the only exception is public procurement. This is a specific area, so it was the only area along with the customs that this didn't apply to. But otherwise, all of the, there was a framework that this law covered, and this came into force in 2021, and they created tribunals which ensure that this law is respected. So we believe we've made progress. There was also a question on Bitcoin. This was adopted in El Salvador as legal currency. And I just remind you that El Salvador has the dollar as legal currency. So this just meant that Bitcoin could also be used. And as such, it's subject to fluctuations like any currency. And its use is not mandatory or obligatory, but it is indeed an option. And it has been a positive move because it can be an alternative choice for using. There's an act that covers this in law. And it has actually attracted a lot of investment. I think that one of the forums will be discussing blockchain, and we mustn't lose sight of the fact that Bitcoin is based on blockchain technology. So in this sense, we're talking about modernizing services within the administration and the state, and blockchain is precisely one of the elements that's been discussed on a number of occasions. So this is the foundation, really, of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Thank you.